Tamarack Song and his companion Letty share some berries from a hand-carved wooden bowl. While we eat, Letty uses a crooked knife, carving another bowl.
Oftentimes when we're together for a meeting or a talking circle, or we're just talking between ourselves, she's here carving her bowl. It's great. It's great. I remember one of my teachers, a native man, an elder, this was 30 years ago maybe, who I spent some time with out west. I was complaining about the crafts that he was showing me how to do and complaining that there wasn't enough time to do them. And he said, "Well, what are you doing right now?" And I said, "Well, I'm talking to you." And he said, "Well, why aren't you working on your craft while you're talking? This is what we do. This is how we get things done."
After dropping out of college three times, more than 30 years ago, Tamarack has apprenticed all over North America, learning the old ways. The school he guides, teaching drum near Three Lakes, Wisconsin, is located on a small lake and preserve near the expansive Headwaters Wilderness.
Our mission is reawakening and healing, acting as a bridge between our indigenous ways. And by our indigenous ways, I don't mean Native American ways or Australian Aboriginal ways, because we're all Native people. We're all children of the same Earth Mother. Our ancestors all lived tribally. Our ancestors all lived in lodges dressed in skins, came together around the drum. We all lived in balance at one time. And our goal here is to be a bridge between those indigenous ways that we all have, that we all carry in our ancestral memories, and this modern way that we find ourselves in.
There are students or seekers at Teaching Drum attempting to heal from the addictions and horrors of Western industrial civilization. According to Tamarack, the Teaching Drum tries to bring the wisdom that has worked for thousands of years to our era.
We have to heal, because we're carrying much woundedness, not just the woundedness that we each have because of our relationship with this culture and our non-relationship with the Earth Mother, but the woundedness we're carrying for generation upon generation. And this is all heaped upon our backs.
We share some more blueberries and raspberries. We talk about attunement.
The berries are a beautiful example. I think they're a beautiful metaphor for the attunement that you brought up earlier. When we're typically hungry, let's use hunger as a metaphor. If I'm hungry and I eat in the way that I was conditioned to eat in this culture, the way to find food is first of all to get a job, earn some money, get a refrigerator, go buy the food, put it in my refrigerator, and then open up the refrigerator to eat my food.
Or if I'm a farmer, I will first buy some land, fence it off, pay the taxes, plant and fertilize and irrigate the crops, and then I can eat.
Now, what does a native do? And I don't mean just a native person, but a native bird, a native raccoon. When a native is hungry, a native goes over to the berry bush and picks berries, period. So simple. So direct. And this is the native premise, the native commandment, you might say, that all native people ascribe to and believe. They don't even believe it. It just is. And that is that the mother provides, the great mother, the earth mother provides. We don't have to work, just like our natural mother. We don't have to do anything special. We are her child. We are loved by her regardless as to who we are or what we do or what we don't do. This is unconditional love, and this is the unconditional love we need to return to in order to return to balance on this mother planet.
I'm Nick Vanderpye for the Superior Broadcast Network. For more stories and pictures, go to www.superiorbroadcast.org.